Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Chemical weapons. You know, chemical weapons, Steve, have been used for quite a while in war. And right now, you know, the whole thing that we've been very concerned about and we've been praying and you've been praying with us is in regards to Iran and, you know, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of these radical jihadist organizations that would want to attack Israel, right? Because they see Israel as the great Satan and America, the United States, as the little Satan. And if they could use this chemical weapons, I mean, we already know that Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, actually used these chemical weapons on his own people. And that's when the president said he would draw the red line that if, you know, they found out that Bashar Assad used these chemicals on his own people, then we would do something about that. And that's what he said. That was his own red line. And when they did find out, he didn't do anything about it. In fact, at that point is when he positioned and handed the football off, you know, proverbial football off to Vladimir Putin, because the 22 nations in the Arab League, those nations are in North Africa, you know, they were prepared to do something. Well, now you have these chemicals that could get into the hands of any jihadist at any moment. And how do you protect yourself with these chemicals? You got to have masks. You got to be prepared. One thing I found out about Israel is that every citizen in Israel, Steve, is issued an order, a gas mask.
Yeah, and actually, when the American military forces, when they were responding to Iraq, initially in 2004, when they were going to Fallujah,
you saw tours of duty, right?
Yeah, I myself served in Fallujah, and when they were responding, you would see these guys, and they would have their gas masks, and you'd have specific clothing that you would wear for these type of attacks, and you're defending against that because you're not aware. Are they present? Are they going to use that? And we're seeing in this region that they are present.
Yeah, very much so present. Well, we have a report from CBN as they talk about, could ISIS launch a chemical attack, not in the Middle East, but in the United States? Watch this.
CBN military correspondent Chuck Holton traveled in northern Iraq, where he found evidence the Islamic State launched 30 mortar shells near Sinjar on February 11th. Those shells turned out to be chemical weapons.
It sickened about 175 Kurdish soldiers who were here in these positions along the front line.
The humanitarian group Free Burma Rangers helped treat the exposed soldiers. This one suddenly collapsed in front of us while receiving aid.
Whoa.
This soldier said his chest is clogged and that he has trouble breathing. Holton discovered signs of the chemical weapons surrounding the demolished city of Sinjar. It's not the first time. U.S. officials told The Hill recently that ISIS used chemical weapons in northern Iraq last August. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says the U.S. is watching ISIS's emerging capability very closely and has taken action against it. Holton explained the significance of this latest attack.
If ISIS has access to chemical weapons and is able to make them or has a stockpile that is captured in Syria, those things could very easily be moved around the globe and be used with horrible effects.
ISIS continues to advance in northern Iraq, although Peshmerga forces recently retook the city of Sinjar. They found heavy destruction along with many IEDs. Kurdish and Peshmerga forces hoped that capturing Sinjar would cut a key supply line between Mosul, Iraq, and ISIS headquarters in Raqqa, Syria. But Holton reports that ISIS has found a secondary road south of Sinjar and continues to move troops and supplies between the two countries. Charlene Aaron, CBN News.
This is so important because now we know without a shadow of a doubt, not only are they there, but ISIS has already used them. Think about this.
Yeah.
And the fallout of this commute is huge because now if ISIS has it, who else can ISIS share it with? And I just think about, Steve, these chemical weapons getting in the hands of Hezbollah, getting in the hands of Lebanon, getting in the hands of Hamas, getting in the hands of Iran. Syria already has them. All it takes is you know, one missile with this chemical, you know, and exploding over your area, and then what?
And you think about it, as you're saying, these type of missiles already already exist. You've heard Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu talks about ICBMs, which intercontinental ballistic missiles, which means they can shoot it from Iran and go over the seas and impact America. And it's like these are the missiles that they're building. And imagine now if they just happen to put a chemical tip on the top of that missile, and that now you're seeing the potential of what
it's amazing.
Is right now.
Well, another thing to think about too, in some of these larger cities, my understanding is that there have been tests in the subways of New York City that they've released certain gases that were not harmful, but just to see how fast these gases would travel underground in the subway. Listen, I've been in these subways. There's a lot of people. It's close quarters. You could only imagine,
could
be released in the in this area. And it's something that we need to pray about. It's something we need to pray about, but also we need to understand that, you know, we haven't seen any kind of commitment from this administration to really go after and stop and destroy, make a strong commitment to destroy ISIS. And my concern is that, you know, there's only a certain amount of time to the next election, and we just want to pray that we can remain safe, that Israel can remain safe, and that God will give us a leader that would not be, you know, afraid or have any issues in confronting the evil that ISIS is. Listen, you know, this is a small, relatively, you know, band of people that are creating great chaos in the world. And it's time for them to go away and to be stopped. Not, you know, we already see the persecution. We already see all the things that are mounting. The whole idea that this group can continue to function the way they've been able to function, I just never would have imagined that America would be in the position that it is today.
When you think about it, you know, this is not the first time. If you've been following us, our audience, you know, you're aware of, you know, we've talked about the Peshmerga, and these are the beautiful forces that are fighting in northern Iraq.
Committed. Aren't they beautiful?
It's amazing to see their courage in the face of such evil. And we've talked about it, and we'll have it related on the torch for you. One of the segments was 6 days in Iraq. About two investigative reporters, they go, they want to see firsthand what is happening on the front lines. And you see, and you know, this very supply line, I'm not sure if it's the same one, they have the eyes on the ISIS supply line, and at the moment they're about to release this, then all of a sudden you have authorities come in, governmental authorities, and they remove the supply line. It's like, so you're seeing that this is not a new area. You're seeing the Peshmerga, you're talking about Sinjar Mountain, what we've talked about. This is that area, and we'll make those sources related for you.
Absolutely. The other thing, too, is where we saw in an earlier program where wind can be destructive, wind can also be quite helpful. And in this case, we want to be able to pray that the wind of God would be blowing in these areas, that those that would have evil intent to release a chemical weapon literally destroys the body. We didn't really want to play that for you today, but we have footage of what it will do to a human body. It's destructive in nature, and it's horrific. In fact, most of the countries have signed an agreement to start, you know, getting rid of their chemical weapons and making sure that it doesn't get in the hands of other, you know, terrorist organizations. But pray that wind would be stirring in those areas so that those chemicals could not be released. And why are we sharing these things? Why is it important? Because we don't want to look back at history and say, where was I? What was I caught up in that I didn't know the days in which I was living in, that I didn't know the real threat? And it's something about being on the cutting edge of what God is saying, being alert to what's happening in the world around you, that you could actually take action. How many people today, Steve, that lived during the time of Nazi Germany in the United States didn't give one thought to what was happening to the Jews? They didn't even concern them because it wasn't happening in their own land. And you won't find hardly any person today that was around then or is alive, you know, today, that would say, my goodness, if I was aware, really aware of what was happening to the Jews, if I could go back, I would have done something. I mean, it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said, I'm going back. He left Harlem and went back to Germany to say, listen, the church in Germany needs a reformation. We can't be a part of this Nazi. We can't have any part of this. And he went back. Listen, it is time for us to awaken and understand the urgency of now. We must be awakened to the realities that are occurring so that what God's people can be activated in partnering with the Lord, because God has a will, he has a desire, he has a strategy, And we can work alongside with them to make sure that these things, evil intent that people have, the devices and the plans of the enemy can be thwarted, you know, and but we can partner with them. But if we're not even aware, we can't have a burden. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have a burden, then we can't intercede. We can't stand in the gap.
Right.
So it all begins with awareness. So, you know, and one of the ways that you can partner with us is we're just all trying to partner together is to be able to share these things that we're talking about on social media. Just go to bfntv.com and you'll see all the different things that are available for you. But you can begin to share and post and get the word out so that we can all work together to make sure that we're all doing something in the forward advancement of his kingdom. So it's just a beautiful thing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.